KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 3 degrees below zero in Atlantic. A wind chill advisory is in effect until noon today for wind chills, possibly as low as 30 degrees below zero, and that could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. So be sure and wear appropriate clothing, a hat and gloves, if you have to be outside for any length of time. Forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of only 10. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In local news, newly elected Atlantic Mayor Grace Garrett began her term in office Wednesday evening by leading a meeting of the City Council.
And I first want to say welcome from your mayor and from your City Council. Whether you're joining us here in person or whether you're joining us by media, welcome to our council meeting. We hope that you will join us every opportunity you have because it's very important that you as a resident understand and know your city, and we are here to serve you. I want you to know that this is the people's chamber. I don't say that as a cliche. It truly is the people's chamber. You, Atlantic, have voted us to serve our community, and we will do it to the best of our ability.
The council, following the mayor's recommendation, voted to appoint Elaine K. Oddy to fill the vacant at-large seat on the council that Garrett held prior to becoming mayor. And Garrett proceeded then to administer the oath of office to Oddy, and here's an abbreviated version of that.
I, Elaine Oddy, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Iowa, and that I will faithfully and impartially,
to the best of my ability, discharge all the duties of the office of council member at large. Thank you so much.
Now, the public has the right to petition for a special election within 14 days after that appointment is made or the notice is published, whichever is later, and contains enough signatures on the petition of eligible electors of the city. In other business, the Atlantic City Council, after receiving an update from SWPCO Community Development Director Alexis Fleener, approved grant applications for two downtown housing projects. Fleener explained one of the applicants, Jennifer Miller, has declined to pursue a grant at this time due to unanticipated costs for rehab of the building.
She got an architect in there, and right now what he came back with as far as costs is just a little more than she felt comfortable pursuing on this such short of a deadline. So we're going to continue working with her. She stepped back.
Alexis says an application is being put together by Paul Goody to rehab the property at 300 Chestnut Street.
So he's working with a designer, people that will lay out the floor plan, and then Don Sontag, I believe, is going to help him with cost estimating.
Projects with up to 10 housing units are eligible for up to $300,000 in grant funds. And Peter Hopley is making an application for $100,000 from a Community Catalyst Building Remediation Program grant for 207 Chestnut Street, the former Coca-Cola Museum. Fleener said a project for the one-story building has been in the works for a while. Those plans tentatively call for it to become part residential, part commercial, with a residential section in the back of the structure.
And then the front will have a kitchenette and another room. And another larger room. I will just say that. It can be a flexible space for if someone wanted a office space with a kitchenette, they can do that. If someone wanted to rent a space and live, but also have some office services up front, they could do that.
The council last night passed a resolution approving the transfer of funds for the second quarter of fiscal year 2021-22. By a vote of 6-1, with Lee Sisco voting no, the Atlantic City Council passed a resolution establishing the use of the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, special fund for the Bull Creek Restoration Project. The project would help to eliminate private property erosion along the creek between 17th and 10th Streets. Sisco was in opposition only because he wants to see a section of Bull Creek south of 7th Street near Walnut included in the project, but city officials say that's not possible with this particular round of funding. He was assured the area will be taken care of as soon as it's financially feasible. The cost of the project was budgeted at more than $985,331, but Snyder and Associates engineer Dave Sturm says he doesn't think it will come in at that high.
We're making changes to better appease the Corps and as well as do native plantings that are stable, just different changes that do cost a little bit less, and we think we can make it work.
So you think it's going to be $1 million? Or
yeah, I would still stick with that number, you know, until we have a final design, final numbers.
The city has $974,157 from ARPA available to finance nearly 99% of the project. The council was also notified Wednesday night that an additional $1,600 is coming from the state that can be used for that project. Officials with Cass Health and Atlantic on Wednesday announced the arrival of the first baby of 2022. Maya Victoria was born Monday, January 3rd, to parents Linda and Juan Rodriguez and welcomed by her older brothers, Kevin and Zahir of Red Oak. The obstetrics department at Cass Health presented the family with a special certificate, a baby blanket, and a year's supply of diapers. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.